I'm back from Italy, Yael, and have I got a stumper for you. According to my calculations, the Leaning Tower of Pisa is leaning about an inch less than it was the last time I visited. How do you explain that?
Well, the Tower of Pisa leans south because it was built on a very soft soil that shifts because of the fluctuation of the water table below the surface. The problem was that if the tower started leaning too far in one direction, it would topple over.
Oh, just admit that you're stumped.
Give me a chance, Don. After doing some modeling, scientists tried using a special drill to extract soil from underneath the north side of the tower. The drill was designed not to disturb the ground on the way in, but to extract between 15 and 20 liters of soil on the way out. This left a cavity which closed gently, causing the tower to shift. After drilling at several different points, not only did the tower move northward, but the sunken south side actually came up a little.
But isn't the whole appeal of the Tower of Pisa that it leans?
That's why the plan is to correct the tilt only a little bit, so that most people won't even notice the change. After all, even a relatively small shift will add years to the life of the tower. And all that extra time will enable scientists to explore other ways of keeping the tower from shifting, like isolating the ground immediately underneath the tower so that it won't be affected by the water table.
Yael, I always knew I could lean on you.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Rodrigo Salgado in the School of Civil Engineering at Purdue University. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.